CVS, Caremark, and Express Scripts Holding Company have claimed that they don't use clawbacks. But in a lawsuit filed against CVS Health Corporation, plaintiff Megan Schultz stated that the practice was part of both PBM's agreements with CVS pharmacies. Many plans require pharmacists to collect payment when prescriptions are filled and prohibit them from waiving or reducing the amount. Pharmacies who contract with OptumRx, for instance, could be terminated for an action detrimental to the provider network, doing anything disparages it, or trying to steer customers to other coverage or discounted plans, according to OptumRx's 2016 provider manual. There's usually take-it-or-leave-it contracts, says Mel Brodisky, executive director of Philadelphia Association of Retail Druggists. Independent pharmacies in particular fear getting removed from reimbursement networks, a potential death blow in smaller communities. A survey of 640 independent community pharmacies by the National Community Pharmacists Association found that 83% of the respondents see at least 10 clawbacks a month. I've got three drugstores, so I see a lot of it, David Spence, a Houston pharmacist, says. We look at it as theft, a way for the PBMs to steal. Many legislatures are responding. At least 13 states have enacted laws prohibiting gag clauses that prevent pharmacies from telling customers about clawbacks. At least 22 additional states have similar laws pending. In the meantime, when customers question their copay amounts, some pharmacists jump at the opportunity to explain how they can pay less. Most don't understand, says Spence. If their copay is high, then they care.